Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We've heard a lot about the problems in New York City public education, uncertain reopening plans, unequal access to technology. Concerns about the safety of students and teachers in school buildings are just some of the issues plaguing the new school year. There's a lot to be critical of. But there were also parents and teachers across the country finding ways to make remote learning work for their kids through workarounds, hacks, by getting creative. We've seen on social media how teachers are engaging with their students virtually, like Mackenzie, a kindergarten teacher in Washington, whose video went viral with over 10 million views on TikTok. And we've heard how some teachers are really taken to Zoom. Journalist Virginia Heffernan recently tweeted, "My son's algebra teacher is 90, a Zoom virtuoso, works at a standing desk, and taught little Joe Biden calculus in Scranton." Two Georgia high school teachers and cheerleading coaches, Callie Evans and Audriana Williams, even filmed a socially distanced rap video featuring their students with choreography and masks. So listeners, we want to hear your success stories, and we'll still take those challenges. You don't need to be a viral sensation. We just want to know what's working or what's not for you and your students. Have you found anything especially helpful as you go back to school this season? Give us a call at 646-435-7280. That's 646-435-7280. Or you can tweet us at allofitwnyc. Or if you prefer to remain anonymous, send us a direct message on Instagram at allofitwnyc. Our first caller is Mandy from Brooklyn. Mandy, welcome to WNYC. How is it going for you?
Yes, hello. It's going really, really, really bad. A whole year on Zoom is not like one day in class.
Tell me more.
It's just not. The kids are just not picking up. They're not in the mood. They don't have patience. They stay in pajamas. They don't like it. Kids need school, period. Schools are more essential than grocery stores.
Mandy, are you a parent or a teacher?
I'm a parent.
And how many kids do you have in school right now?
I have six.
Six kids in school, and they're all doing Zoom right now?
They're all doing Zoom. Some do it, some don't. Just watch someone wake up. It's really one big disaster.
Are you planning to send your kids back in person as well?
The first second the school opened, all my kids are back.
So you'll have kids who are going back next week, presumably. Is that right?
I hope so. De Blasio probably going to push it back later, but it needs to open it now already.
Well, Mandy, thank you so much for sharing that story. And I hope things get better. I hope we hear from some callers who have maybe come up with some strategies that might be helpful for you, because I think we're all in this together at this point. Again, listeners, we want to hear how you are dealing with this new school year. You know, it's hard. There are lots of challenges, but every day we put one foot in front of the other and keep moving forward. We want to know what you're figuring out. How have you hacked the system? Is there the one thing you really wish that you had learned sooner that would have maybe helped this week go a little bit better? Give us a call at 646-435-7280. That's 646-435-7280. Or you can tweet us at allofitwnyc, or send us a DM on Instagram at allofitwnyc. As we are hearing from some callers, I think Jessica Gould from our WNYC newsroom is back with us. Jess, are you there?
I am. Hey, Bridget.
Hey, thanks for joining us again, rounding out this show. You've been talking to a lot of parents and teachers. Have you heard anyone who kind of told you a tip or a trick or something that they figured out that was surprising to you?
Sure. I mean, for younger kids, what I'm hearing is that getting them to do something tactile, maybe it's a scavenger hunt in their house to find materials that they then, you know, use for an art project. Or, you know, there have been science teachers who've done in your refrigerator, like little science lab projects with food that you have. So I think that's worked really well. And I think that, you know, one thing that hasn't been talked about as much is that for some students, and it's a minority, but for some, the remote learning has actually been beneficial. That, you know, if they have social anxiety, there are some kids who've done better with this. If it's hard for them to focus all at once and they can do more of their work on their own time, that can be helpful. And I've heard about some kids in special education, some kids with autism who can focus in better on the computer than they can with the other stimulation in classrooms. That's not across the board, I've heard, from students with autism. I think it's a real range, but yeah.
Well, we want to get one more caller in here before we wrap this up. Jenny in Manhattan, tell us what your experience has been.
I try my best to keep the children in different zones of the house, in different rooms. We have a small apartment, and just keeping them engaged in what the teacher is telling them they have to do. Trying to get one of my little ones out of the hair of the grade school kids, and mainly just looking forward to the kindergartner finally getting into the school to meet everybody in person, because he needs a lot of one-on-one attention, and it's getting frustrating being out of school for so many months. So looking forward to getting him into the school this year.
Jenny, thank you so much. Listeners, thank you for your calls. That's all of it. We wish you a great school year. We know we'll talk about this more. I'm Bridget Bergen, in for Allison Stewart. Tune in tomorrow with guest host Matt Katz.